And my guest today is author Ben Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about his book, Why is America So Fast? Hello, Ben.
Hi, Larry. Good to be here today with you.
Great to have you on. Tell me, why did you write Why is America So Fast?
Well, I wrote the book because it's a pretty obvious question that I think everybody's asking. Anytime you go out in public, you look around and you see all these overweight people, and they just weren't all around like they are today, say back in the 70s. So why has this country become so fat? And, you know, when I started looking at the evidence, and of course we're told that the reason there are so many fat people is because of poor diet and lack of exercise. Well, I've been hearing that for the last 20 years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And, you know, I started looking at some other reasons that could possibly be causing this problem, because, you know, when I go to gyms, I see all kinds of people exercising, and you know, I have a small health food store, and people are constantly coming in here, and, you know, who go on diets and who are doing the right things, and they still don't lose weight. So that didn't make sense to me. But then I found out that so many of these prescription drugs that are on the market cause weight gain as a side effect. And the difference that you see in the world today here in America versus, say, in the 70s is that people are using, say, 3 or 4 prescription drugs when they weren't. And I think that is the key difference to why there's so many fat people walking around.
Well, drugs usually do have side effects. And even today on a lot of television commercials that are promoting new drugs, it always usually lists what some of the side effects are. So you wonder sometimes if the medicine that you're taking is causing more problems than it's curing.
Right. Well, and there's really no question that these big pharmaceutical companies are making a ton of money because people are overweight. And I say that because so many of the illnesses that the best-selling drugs are designed to treat are things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So they're making, you know, just a ridiculous amount of money treating the problems caused by obesity. The only question is it intentional? And I think when you look at evidence like all the drugs that do cause weight gain as a side effect, that, yes, I think they want people to be overweight.
Okay, also in your book, you mentioned the government being behind some of this too, right?
Well, the government gets into it because, and I think the best evidence that the pharmaceutical companies do want people to be overweight so they can continue to make money selling them these drugs to treat the problems caused by people being overweight is the whole ephedra weight loss products ban. And that's where the government comes into play, because obviously an industry can't ban a product. And apparently they couldn't compete with these weight loss products, so they use political influence and leverage to get ephedra weight loss products banned. Now, you notice I'm saying ephedra weight loss products, because there's still ephedra cold and flu medications on the market that people can buy at any drug and grocery store. And that is proof to me that ephedra is not unsafe. Otherwise, why would these products still be on the market, right?
Okay. Now, doctors are often visited by pharmaceutical reps, and they're given new products, and they're told what these products can do, and I'm assuming that the physicians are going on the information given to them by the drug reps of how to use this medication to treat patients. Now, do you think doctors are ignorant about some of this stuff, or do you think they also know that this stuff can cause weight gain?
I think some of them are ignorant, and I think the fact that just what you brought up, that these sales reps from the pharmaceutical companies, I use the word pressure doctors to use certain medications. Usually it's the latest, greatest drug, the same one we're seeing on television. You know, that's, they try as hard as they can to get the doctors to push these particular drugs versus something else that could be used. And places like Harvard Medical School are starting to criticize such practices, because really when a doctor makes a decision, it should be a therapeutic decision on what is best for the patient. And the problem I have is that it seems like doctors never use any alternative to drugs, when there clearly are alternatives to drugs. Let's look at something like high cholesterol. Lipitor, I'm sure you've seen an ad for Lipitor, right? I mean, it's hard to miss them anymore. Pfizer sold, I think, $8 billion worth of this drug in 2002. It's one of the top sellers. Well, when you go to the doctor, and by the way, Lipitor, the listed side effect is weight gain. So when you go to the doctor and he wants to put you on Lipitor, you know, why does he tell you, if you would just change your diet, reduce your fat intake, and start exercising, you wouldn't have to take this drug? Most of them don't do that.
Hmm. Now, if ephedra, for example, is so bad, are there safe alternatives?
Well, I don't think that it is bad. If it's so bad, then why are there still cold and flu medications that contain the exact same ingredient still available on the market, even some that are designed for little infants? See, that to me is what proves the fraud that has taken place in the FDA to ban just the weight loss of ephedra products. And actually, as far as any product that somebody could take, a pill that could be used for weight loss, the ephedra weight loss products were the best. They were even compared to the most successful prescription drugs like Redux and Fenfen and found to be more effective. Well, that right there is something that most people never heard. And so despite the lack of positive information on these ephedra weight loss products, there were still millions of people that used them to successfully lose weight, and now they're not available. So, when we hear the government saying that they want the population to be healthier and they want people to diet and exercise, but then they do stuff like remove viable products for weight loss off the market, I really have to question what their motives are.
Okay, then why did the ephedra get blamed?
Well, the only people that ever seemed to say that ephedra was unsafe was either the FDA or people that had ties to the pharmaceutical industry. On the other side of the debate were all these leading institutions like Harvard Medical School, Columbia, and leading scientists like Dr. Richard Kreider at Baylor University, who said ephedra is safe and effective. That's what I saw over and over again in hundreds of research studies that I went through. Safe and effective. And those are therapeutic studies. The FDA, on the other hand, the evidence that they had that it was unsafe, well, I say it was just basically made up, because they used, for example, as part of their official record to ban ephedra, a lady who was drunk, hit a tree at 90 miles an hour, and died, and they say ephedra caused that accident and that death. I mean, that's just out and out fraud. And that's their evidence that ephedra was unsafe.
Okay. Then why are they saying that ephedra is bad as a weight loss product, but used in other drugs?
Well, I think the reason they're saying it is it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. The pharmaceutical companies are making so much money from people being overweight. They don't want anything to change. Here was a product that actually helped people to lose weight, that would keep people from having to go on other medications for diabetes, for high cholesterol, for high blood pressure, and so they ban it. I mean, what other explanation can there possibly be? If it's unsafe, then all the products should be banned. And since that didn't happen, it tells you they're only interested in getting rid of the weight loss products. Why would they only be interested in getting rid of the weight loss products? Well, because the drug companies make so much money from people being overweight. That kind of wraps up the whole point of my book.
Okay, so how did health become such a big issue?
Money. I mean, any time you have huge amounts of money, and to put that into perspective for your listeners, the drug companies will do about $300 billion in sales this year. Well, everybody's familiar with the success of Walmart. That's about how much money Walmart will do. So all the transactions that Walmart does, the 200,000 employees or whatever that they have, all the stores they have, the drug companies do just as much money, but they're more profitable industry. So when you have billions of dollars at stake, what do you think is going to be most important to these companies? To continue the money going or to do what's right for people? I think the question is answered in the fact that so many fat people are walking around, because that's not what is best for people.
Okay, so what's the solution? How do we reverse this trend?
People need to take control of their own health. We still have freedom that we can make our own decisions. When you go to the doctor, my example earlier, he wants to put you on a cholesterol medication, instead of just blindly following his advice, people need to question their doctors and say, hey, what kind of side effects am I going to get from this drug? Is it going to make me gain 50 pounds? Being overweight causes high cholesterol in the first place. So how is taking a drug that's going to make you gain even more weight going to reduce your cholesterol in the long term? It probably won't. But you know what? If you would go diet, go exercise and improve diet, that would probably cause you to lose weight and you wouldn't need cholesterol medication in the first place.
So education is really the key, huh?
Education is the key to everything. You know, and when people aren't getting the proper information, like, you know, so many of these drugs that they're taking are making them gain weight, how can they possibly lose weight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to do anything when you can't eliminate, you know, the negatives that are holding you back. And I think that's what's holding back so many people in our country from being able to successfully lose weight.
Okay. To find out more, you can read the book, Why Is America So Fat? Ben, how can people obtain the book?
Well, it's available at the usual locations like BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com. But if your listeners will go to my own website, WhyIsAmericaSoFat.com, type in vitamin in the coupon code, they'll get a free multivitamin along with the purchase of the book.
Okay. Ben Kennedy, author of Why Is America So Fat? Thanks for being on this morning, Ben.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the time to be here.